Chapter 90. The rain was falling in sheets as Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky burst out of Hagia Sophia with Langdon, Bruder, and their bewildered guide, Mirsat. Followed deep into the sunken palace, Sinsky thought. The site of the city's cistern, Yerbatan Sarayi, was apparently back toward the Blue Mosque and a bit to the north. Mirsat led the way. Sinsky had seen no other option but to tell Mirsat who they were and that they were racing to thwart a possible health crisis within the sunken palace. "This way," Mirsat called, leading them across the darkened park. The mountain of Hagia Sophia was behind them now, and the fairy tale spires of the Blue Mosque glistened ahead. Hurrying beside Sinsky, Agent Bruder was shouting into his phone, updating the SRS team and ordering them to rendezvous at the cistern's entrance.
"It sounds like Zobrist is targeting the city's water supply," Bruder said, breathless. "I'm going to need schematics of all conduits in and out of the cistern. We'll run full isolation and containment protocols. We'll need physical and chemical barriers along with vacuum."
"Wait," Mirsat called over to him. "You misunderstood me. The cistern is not the city water supply. Not anymore."
Bruder lowered his phone, glaring at their guide.
"What?"
"In ancient times, the cistern held the water supply," Mirsat clarified. "But no longer. We modernized."
Bruder came to a stop under a sheltering tree, and everyone halted with him.
"Mirsat," Sinsky said, "you're sure that nobody drinks the water out of the cistern?"
"Heavens no," Mirsat said. "The water pretty much just sits there, eventually filtering down into the earth."
Sinsky, Langdon, and Bruder all exchanged uncertain looks. Sinsky didn't know whether to feel relieved or alarmed.
"If nobody comes in regular contact with the water, why would Zobrist choose to contaminate it?" "When we modernized our water supply decades ago," Mirsat explained, "the cistern fell out of use and became just a big pond in an underground room."
He shrugged.
"These days it's nothing more than a tourist attraction."
Sinsky spun toward Mirsat.
"A tourist attraction?
Hold on. People can go down there? Into the cistern?"
"Of course," he said. "Many thousands visit every day. The cavern is quite striking. There are boardwalks over the water and even a small cafe. There's limited ventilation, so the air is quite stuffy and humid, but it's still very popular."
Sinsky's eyes locked on Bruder, and she could tell that she and the trained SRS agent were picturing the same thing. A dark, humid cavern filled with stagnant water in which a pathogen was incubating. Completing the nightmare was the presence of boardwalks over which tourists moved all day long, just above the water's surface.
"He's created a bioaerosol," Bruder declared.
Sinsky nodded, slumping.
"Meaning?"
Langdon demanded.
"Meaning," Bruder replied, "that it can go airborne."
Langdon fell silent, and Sinsky could see that he was now grasping the potential magnitude of this crisis. An airborne pathogen had been on Sinsky's mind as a possible scenario for some time, and yet when she believed that the cistern was the city's water supply, she had hoped maybe this meant that Zobrist had chosen a water-bound bioform. Water-dwelling bacteria were robust and weather-resistant, but they were also slow to propagate. Airborne pathogens spread fast, very fast.
"If it's airborne," Bruder said, "it's probably viral."
"A virus," Sinsky agreed. "The fastest spreading pathogen Zobrist could choose."